You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11 100% refinance cash out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
All right, hey, welcome to another edition of the Apartment Rockstar, episode 6. This is a special episode because, look, we grew. We got 4 people here today. But it's important because, as you see right in front of me, is that big award, the National Apartment Association Award for Community of the Year. On our last podcast, we had Nubia, and we talked a lot about, you know, getting behind, how we got behind winning those awards. You learned a lot about her background, what we do different at Rockstar. We want to tell you the other side of it, too, though. We can't do it alone. We have to have the right partnerships established. Today, we have one of our best partnerships, Matt Tilley, who's with We Do Trash. Matt is a, Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, and I'm excited to be here. We have a company that is a what we call doorstep trash company. And so we service multifamily units where residents have trash that they can put outside their door 5 days a week, and we have a team come by and get it for them. So very convenient service for residents that we offer to, you know, select management companies that want that more tailored service.
Fantastic. You know, in our last, you know, podcast, we talked a lot about basic services. We talked a lot about, you know, cutting edge technology and the things that we do, AR, VR. But at the end of the day, this is a people business, and you need to understand what people want. We replace all the air conditions out day one we take over property. Why? Because we want reliability and consistency. We work on a border. We replace that day one because we want consistency and we want reliability. But we also have to, there's other basic services that are now evolving. People want convenience. Some of that convenience we talked about is the smart home technology that we're introducing at our new properties, where you can literally open your door from an app on your phone, or be able to have a variety, you know, a smart thermostat to control. You can still control that from your phone when you're away. But also they want other convenience because time is money today. You know, the way they find us on the internet now, nobody shows up on a Saturday. They find you on the internet. They look at your reviews. They look at your story. But you got to find a way to also keep them there, right? Because it's not about generating the lead. It's about keeping them there. Nubia told us a lot about her story. You know, it's very, very proud of her. 100 unit property. You know, it's just her and Omar running that property. It shows a lot about who she is as an individual. Her property is a reflection of that. The reviews, right? But some of the reviews talk a lot about how it's just so easy to live here. Matt Tilley's and his company provide a doorstep trash service for us, which means that you literally put your trash outside your door and it disappears. Is no longer there. So, you know, maybe on some of the newer properties, the Class A property, it's not as much of a convenience because you can walk down and find a chute where I live at. We don't have doorstep trash service, but I have a trash chute that's literally 10 seconds away. It's not a big deal. But on some of our garden style properties where 1980s, 1970s, you've got to actually walk towards the dumpster. You got to walk there, and you got to walk at night. You know, you want the trash out of your apartment. And so having that service for us is a big deal. Matt, how many properties do you service with us?
I think we're up to 9 properties now total.
That's amazing. So I know a park at Deerbrook, it's 100 units, right? So it's not just the direct service that you provide for us, right? But it's also the monetary benefit to us. And I think maybe we had this conversation once on the valuation, right? But did you know your service at Park at Deerbrook Apartments is worth $250,000 in new valuation for us?
It's great to hear.
It's amazing. So if you think about it, so you said there's 10 properties, like roughly, and let's say they're all the same size as Park at Deerbrook. I know some are gonna be larger, but just to keep it simple, that's $2.5 million of valuation that just being a partner with you provides us. So it's a win-win relationship. Your company does well because you got 10 properties with us, you provide service. We do well because you have that service where we can, the convenience for the residents, you help us with the renewal game. You know, you may have heard me once before, it's not about getting them in, it's about keeping them. That's how we make our money. We service them. It's great. Melissa, you want to elaborate? Melissa's our COO at Rockstar Capital.
So I definitely think the door-to-door trash is a great amenity for our residents, especially the residents, for example, Park and Dibberg is three stories. Mm-hmm. So no one wants to walk down, you know, three stories carrying two big bags of trash. Well, we offer them We Do Trash. And I think it's been a great benefit for Park and Dibberg and for many of our other sites, because sometimes the dumpsters are in one key location and it may be far. They may live at the front of the property. It's at the back of the property. So I know we've had a lot of good resident feedback on the door-to-door trash. And it also helps us keep our properties clean. You know, having everyone leave their trash there, you don't have kids dragging it and, you know, trash going everywhere, and it helps our maintenance guys.
We've all been there where you see it on the ground.
Yes, you see it everywhere, and it could be, you know, they're dragging the trash. And also, We Do Trash, I feel, goes the extra mile and will also help us pick up additional trash that maybe our maintenance guys left at 5, they're coming in at 8, 9 o'clock, and they find trash and they help us. They help us maintain our properties clean.
Nuria, do you have any comments on that?
Yes, actually, another key that I really enjoy and like is the communication between you and the property managers. Like, you email us every night with the pictures of the people going to do the service, what time they get here, what time they leave, and if there's anybody not complying, that you send a picture of, and then we report to the resident and see what happened. So I really like that, the communication.
You know, it's amazing to hear that, right? Because I, you know, Matt, and I know I said this to you once, I don't hear your name mentioned in our meetings, which is a good thing,
yep.
Right? Because it's like, that means you're doing what we said you're going to do. So you're delivering, you know, the product and the service that you say you're going to deliver. And that gives us the confidence to, like, man, you're part of our business model. When we buy a new property, we know we're going to use We Do Trash. And believe me, I get plenty of emails and other people that want, you know, to try our service. And I always go back to loyalty and service is everything. You know, I don't hear Matt's name. I don't hear any negative, which is a positive for you, right? Because you're now integrated into the business model. You know, we have other vendor providers as well, and I don't hear their name. And I was like, yeah, okay, water conservation is working good. Yeah, you know, you know, whatever vendor over there is working good, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. So that's a credit to you. Tell me a little bit more about your company. How did you get started?
Yeah, good question. So I was in oil and gas sales in 2015. And
wow,
when the oil crisis happened, I, like a lot of other people, lost their job very quickly. I was recently engaged and had a guy from college approach me about a service that he had at his community and said it might be something good for me to look into. And so I researched a lot about what the competitors were doing, what the markets were asking for, put a business plan together and did what any good friend would do and started hitting up all my friends for money and partnership. So got together with a guy out of Dallas I know really well, and he connected me with a group of guys that were in the heavy trash side. And so they had multifamily experience, but really a background in the heavy hauling. And so originally we had talked about starting a heavy trash company and doing doorstep to landfill. We quickly realized that that was gonna be very cash intensive, trucks and transportation and upkeep on all those things. And so we scratched that idea and decided just to really focus in and hone in on the doorstep side, building a client focused and a team focused service model. And it's really been ever since, and we've just kind of put our sights in the right direction and just gone forward.
I love it. Small business is small business, man. I love it. I love to hear another success story. I like to hear, you know, taking that risk and doing it right. And you know, until you have to make payroll, nobody understands what that really means. You know, there's a lot of risk that goes associated with that. So congratulations on all that. Tell me more about the company though. I mean, how many staff do you have? How many units are you servicing? You know, what other services do you offer?
Yeah, we've grown substantially. We have anywhere from about 40 to 50 employees on staff. We have a full-time team of about 7. That spans from Houston to Victoria to Austin, and we're just under 14,000 units under service.
Wow!
So it's been an incredible journey, and really, we, as we're looking at the market and as we're looking at what our competitors do, we just felt really good about being the best at the doorstep side.
So tell me a little bit more, though. I mean, this is on me. I feel like we're on a date. This is fantastic. But you primarily deal with Melissa. Like, how did you find Rockstar? How did you approach us?
Yeah, so our business model is unique in the sense that we our service agreement goes with the property. So if a property changes ownership or is under new management, our agreement goes with that. And so sometimes it works out really well, and we get in relationships with great clients like Rockstar, and that's how it happened. was one property that we had been servicing.
That's right.
Was acquired, Bender Hollow.
Bender Hollow. Mm-hmm.
And that's how the relationship started. And so it was a good opportunity for us to prove ourselves with you guys and to really build a relationship with the manager. And we feel like a lot of times the property is our biggest advocate for really growing our relationship deep within a company is that manager speaking up and saying, hey, they've done a great job. Just like you said, communication, consistency. And so love hearing that because mm-hmm. that's exactly what we're trying to do.
I think it's awesome. You know, I mean, this is Rockstar. We have standards upon standards and we expect to win and we expect to take care of our residents, right? That's how we stay in business. They cover our paychecks, right? And so typically with staff and with vendors that we inherit when we buy a new property, they don't always make it. Right, because there was always they came in under a different expectation, a different level of service that was okay for the previous guy, you know. But there's everybody else, and there's us, right? And we have a certain model, and service is king for sure. And the fact that you were inherited with us with one property, and you've grown now to 10, you know. And ask myself, I figured you were further along with that. In fact, you don't have the rest of the portfolio. But I think those were some business reasons. I don't think we're using anybody else. We just haven't, you know. We haven't pushed it within that segment, but that says a lot about you and your business. You know, I mean, right here, you hear both of them both talk about your service, the consistency. I don't hear your name, which again, I mean, I don't know how else to measure it, right? But if I don't hear anything negative, then that's a good sign, you know. So again, I mean, we typically have our own vendors and our own supplier partners, right, that help us, and for you to grow through that, you mean you're really the first of our R&M type vendors that we're using, you know, on this show. So I think that says a lot about you and your business. So. You know, we have Brandon Brown, who's our mortgage broker, right? But that's completely different. That's not apartment operations. That's right. That's acquisition, disposition kind of stuff, right? And you know how to get started in investing in real estate. But that's awesome. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more. What is your perception of working with Rockstar? Then how do we make it easy for you?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. It's our service, every time we go into a new relationship, we liken it to a marriage because sometimes these relationships are under 2-3 year agreements. It's a long-term deal. And so the communities that really see that as a partnership and see that we will, you know, uphold our end and give you guys the right information. And then as long as the community is doing their part to help educate the residents, because education is a big piece of how to make the service mm-hmm. successful, that's when it becomes real easy and really a joy for what we do is when our team can see that resident that was in violation one night, you know, figured it out the next night or the next night, because that means there's communication going on the other side. And so mm-hmm. that's really what I appreciate most about Rockstar is when we give you guys the right information. And when we say we're going to do something, y'all follow through with it. And it really makes our job so much easier when that happens.
You know, I think you hit it right on the head. I think communication is the key to life. When you communicate what you want, you communicate, you know, expectations, I think you can normally get that because people want to help you, you know. And so it's when you don't communicate that those issues occur, right? So obviously Nuvia is at 100 unit property, and there's not an assistant manager, there's not another leasing agent. It's Nuvia directly with a direct, you know, line of sight to the resident. I know you have many of our other properties that are larger or other clients that are larger. I'm sure you see that there's a little bit of a difference though, right? As the property gets bigger, something that communication gets off. How have you been able to bridge that? Or what are some stories that you have?
Yeah, it's trying to really find that key person, whether it is the manager, and sometimes it's the manager's too busy to take on the communication piece, but we find that when we have that designated person that's really gonna take this as their project, that is gonna own it and really help and work with us.
So like a champion.
Yeah, like a champions. That's when we find it, that the service really works well because we're gonna send a lot of communication mm-hmm. and we want to over communicate and over provide that because residents are gonna come in and say all sorts of stuff and hey, sometimes it's our fault and we need to know that. And so we wanna take a lot of pictures, we wanna send a lot of communication so that we can figure out, hey, is our team doing what we say we're gonna do? Or is the resident maybe confused on the times, or are they just blatantly, you know, just trying to wait for our team to come by and just putting out their trash late? And so whatever we can do. And so I see that's how it works as far as, you know, success of what we do. And it's funny because all classes of properties, there's always issues. It changes from, I think, class to class, but residents' expectations on each is always the same. They want their trash picked up, and they want it picked up consistently. So
that's great. That's amazing. So tell me, what are some of your future goals? Like, what are your, like, our goal is to get to 10,000 units, right? We want to get the 10,000 apartments that we manage, and we want to do it within, you know, within a 5-year time horizon. What are some of your company goals?
So right now, our goal is to get to that magic 20,000 unit mark.
Okay.
And we're tracking very well that this year.
And you're at how many already?
We're right under 14,000.
You gotta get a new goal, man. You're right there.
So yeah, each year we're really resetting our goals and trying to figure out. You know, it's been crazy because one minute you think, you know, getting to 5,000 is a big mark, and then it's 10,000, then it's 20,000, then 50,000, and it's been fun to watch what our team is really capable of. Yeah. And you know, I want to become a national company. I think that there's room for a good option to who the big boy is, and I want to compete toe-to-toe with them. And I think we've got a good team in place, and that we're continually adding the right people so that we can compete on a Texas level as of now, and then as we grow and go out of state, which is our goal as of the end of the year, is to be in a couple states.
I love it. You know, I know we follow some of the same social media personalities, like Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone. You know, and I know they all talk about the 10X, you know. So the 10,000 for us is like, my goal was to get to 1,000 units. That was a big deal to me, to be able to be own and manage 1,000 units, you know, because it that's when you find financial independence, you find a different level of you know, life and what have you. And so 10,000 is just a big number, right? But man, I can totally see it with you. I can see you be, I mean, 140,000. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, I think setting those kind of goals are big, right? Because the more you say it, I think as we say 10,000, mm-hmm. what happens, you I don't want to use the word manifest, but you kind of do, because mm-hmm. you get believing in it, and you drink in the Kool-Aid over and over, and all you do is think about it. Yeah. And while taking a shower or, you know, lying in bed, you have an idea, like, you know what, we can be better doing this, or it pushes you to get to that number because you're talking about it so much, right? So for you and your goals, I think that, you know, I think everybody should repeat them over and get everybody buying in. And the next thing you know, you get ideas on how you're going to get there. That's amazing. So just a couple more questions. How do you handle staffing? You know, obviously, you know, we're in a great economy. Unemployment's really, really low. You know, on our last podcast, we were very fortunate. We you know, there's a shortage, as you probably know, in the apartment industry for qualified leasing professionals and maintenance professionals, right? So we've had to go outside industries. And I think, you know, Melissa had the idea of like, okay, what are other customer service industries like banking or restaurant or retail, which is, you know, how Nuvia joined us. And I mean, it's amazing to go from, you know, Nuvia had no experience 2 years ago to the manager at a community of the year for the country. Not just that, but being ranked in the top 1%, you know, having her property become an HOA property of the year winner, right? So, you know, and we're very fortunate, you know, we surround ourselves a lot with heart, right? What are some of the things that you look for when you're looking for to add staff, and where are you trying to find them?
I love hearing that. It's, you know, with our part-time people, it's a little challenging.
Yeah.
Because this is not their full-time job. It's night work, and it's a couple hours each night that is kind of supplemental income for them. And what I share with our team all the time and they try to implement is really trying to figure out somebody's why. You know, why do you want this extra, you know, income? Is it to help pay for something like a vacation or back to school or Christmas presents? And we found that our turnover drops significantly when we really engage with them and really figure out and connect with them on that personal level, because then you can really tap back into that. You can keep asking them, you know, hey, I remember you were saving for that vacation. How was it? Let me see the pictures from that vacation. And then they become part of the team. They feel like a human being. And then for our full-time people, we're always running into that as we look to expand and add potential salespeople. It's, you know, that challenge of, do you pay, and our industry pays very well. Do you go find an industry professional that has done really well at their other company and try to poach them? Or do you find somebody outside the industry that has that hustle and drive and that just tenacity and go find them and train them and coach them on, you know, how do you work our specific industry? How do you navigate, you know, what we do? And so that's a challenge. And I'm a little jaded because I came from no industry experience and jumped in and just asked a lot of questions and followed a lot of, you know, smart people like yourself that, and had blazed trailed before them and said, hey, I just want to follow what they do. And how did you do it? And so I'm going to lean more as we bring in other people with outside experience, because I think it's an industry that can be taught. But there's a lot of things that are intangibles, like what you said, that drive, that ambition, that you can't really teach somebody that. They either have it or they don't.
That's exactly right. That's amazing. So looking back, if you could talk to yourself again back in 2015, what would the one lesson that you could remind yourself, or maybe not a lesson, but just a word of encouragement or something that you could offer to somebody? Or you could offer to yourself, excuse me, your younger self.
To myself, I would say don't shortchange your beliefs. Don't shortchange your potential. I think that's probably been the biggest thing I've learned by hanging around. I have a ton of mentors. I am very passionate about learning from people that have done it before me and have hit that success, and trying to figure out what makes them tick and how do they get to where they're at. And really raising my belief barrier with being around those type of people. And so I think that would probably be the biggest thing is just keep grinding, don't give up, and don't shortchange what you can really do, your potential.
I love it. That's great advice for everybody listening. I think if I could add to that, I would tell my younger self to stay away from judgment of other people, because I think you get a lot of people that give you advice that maybe aren't qualified to give you that advice, yep. And they haven't done what you're really wanting to do. So why would you take their advice? Like, if you can't switch places with them, or don't want to switch places with them, then really, well, why would you take their advice, right? Their advice is going to get them to where they're at, because that's where they're at, right? But if you're trying to get somewhere else, it's happened to me where, I want to take advice of somebody like, wow, way up there. And then people closer to me are like, why you can do this and that guy? Or what are you doing? And it's like, because he's that guy. And it works. We talked a minute about Grant Cardone. Some people don't like the guy, right? But like, okay, you don't have to like him. There's a message in there. If you pay attention and take off the goggles and the filter and just listen to what he's having to say, promote yourself, put yourself out there. I'm glad to have you out here. I hope you get a chance to share this with us. So if you'll do that for me, I'd love that. I'd love to increase the podcast. But I mean, I think you got a great story to tell as well. I mean, I think pushing your story out, telling people who you are, makes you more likable, right? And approachable and real and human. And people want to do business with good people. I mean, I'm hearing you talk about, growing your business. If you need an investor, please let me know. I recognize good people when I see it, and I would love an opportunity for something like that. So thank you for an opportunity to be on our podcast. Have you been on a podcast before?
Nope.
Wow. That's shocking to me, because I think you got a good story.
That's awesome.
So I doubt it'll be your last. I think so. I think a couple other guys will approach you soon. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure to have you. Hey, that's it for another episode of The Apartment Rockstar. It was a great pleasure to have my team here, our national award-winning team, with a national award-winning partner. I mean, we're excited to have Matt Tilley with us. If you're not using Matt Tilley with We Do Trash and you want to find $250,000 in a 100-unit property, Matt's your man. He'll take care of you. The consistency's there. You never hear his name talked about in your corporate meetings. So, hey, thanks a lot. That's we'll right. catch you next time.